You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
Vermilion Catholic Screaming Eagle football is back on the air. Listen to our sister station, Classic Rock 105.1, Friday night for all the action. Pre-game is at 6, kickoff at 7. Head coach Brock Prejean has his team primed to make another championship run to the Dome, so don't miss any of it. If your business would like to advertise during Vermilion Catholic football, call 337-296-2987. That's 296-2987. VC Football Friday night on our sister station, 105.1. Go Eagles! The Black and Gold are back, and we've got your free tickets for every New Orleans home game this fall. It's the ultimate Houdat experience powered by Jamie Parker, your trusted personal injury attorney in Lafayette. To win, just open up our station app, put your finger on Houdat, and sign in to win free tickets for home game. You'll also get an exclusive invitation to the special VIP tailgate party at Benson Tower that includes food and drinks before the game. When the Black and Gold are on the road, Legend steps up with 10 burgers, 10 wraps, chips, and drinks for you to enjoy. We'll announce our ticket winners during a live Bring in the Weekend party at a Legends location near you. So get signed in to win right now. Open up the app, put your finger on Houdat, and good luck. And remember, if you have been injured in an accident, turn to Jamie Partner, your trusted personal injury attorney in Lafayette. Specializing in personal injury and wrongful death cases, visit jamieparkerlawla.com. LA 2417591. We want you to be in that number every time the Black and Gold take on the field. It's the ultimate Houdat experience. Enter to win right now and good luck. Non-attorney paid announcer.
Hi, I'm Dale Brown, best-selling techno-thriller author. I'm also a mission pilot and squadron commander in the Civil Air Patrol. The members of the Civil Air Patrol are volunteer professionals who serve their communities and their nation every day with emergency services, aerospace education, and cadet programs. We train hard, we fly hard, and we get the job done for America. Join the Civil Air Patrol. Visit www.gocivilairpatrol.com and let's go flying.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. Woo! I tell y'all what, I know some people did not miss the hurricane, but I hope and pray everybody's well, and I hope and pray everybody can get all the help they need. As you know, once again, live in Louisiana. We had first hurricane in 3 years. I mean, I know they told us it's going to be stronger and bigger and better. First one in 3 years. First one in 3 years, it could have been a lot worse. I know the people that got hit. I always worry about Morgan City, the home area, more than anywhere else, because especially Morgan City, Lafourche, had been hit so hard three years ago. And I know that some of them people are still recovering. But our prayers go out, support. And let me tell you what I've always done on this program, and we're literally all over the state now. If somebody is needing some help for something, I always notice that our audience is willing to help. If you call in and go, hey, I do need some help. I need some help. We need, not personally, but I'm talking about as a collective deal. I mean, if you need a generator, I'm not talking about it. I'm just saying somebody needs it. Maybe they need help with animals and getting hay to them or whatever. It's a good place to call because somebody will hear you ask for a favor, and if they can help you, they'll help you. I've seen it. People reach out on this program a bunch. One time they needed hay for cattle and horses and things like that, and South Louisiana got hit with a hurricane, and somebody called and got on the air, somebody from North Louisiana, a bunch of people with trailers and all that stuff went down there and helped them. So all that's doable, and we're just trying to help people if we can. So, you know, if there's a government down there that needs some help, then we just need to know, and somebody will hear you and somebody can help you with your need, because that's the one thing about Louisiana now. Something goes wrong, hurricanes, whatever, people always, always, always here willing to help. It's just the most giving bunch of people is right here in Louisiana. There's no doubt in my mind. When I say that sincerely. One thing we got, one thing we know is how to help each other. And, I mean, we do, and that's important. In times, there are people that, you know, they need help. And we want to make sure. So even though, you know, the meteorologists told us in Lafayette, 72 and 48 hours, y'all be ready to go. I think it barely rained in most of our area. Yes, they had some stuff south of us in Morgan City, of course. But they said it was coming right over us. You know, and my concern with these meteorologists is, since they hyped up on this global man-made global warming craziness, is I don't know if they really care about the truth, some of them. I promise you, they get it wrong so bad, so wrong on where a storm's going to go. They didn't know where this storm was going to hit 24 hours. They knew in a range, but they didn't know where it was going to hit. And yet that's the same people telling us that man-made global warming in the next 20 or 30 or 40 years, we just going to be down for the count. Louisiana's going to be full of water. There ain't going to be any land. They can predict 10, 20, 30, and 40 years, and they can't predict where the storm's going to hit in 24 hours. That's my point. Anybody with any sense got to go, you know, you're right. They're telling you right. They didn't tell us about the eye going over Terrebonne. We had people say it could go as far as Terrebonne Parish. But why didn't they know exactly? Because they know exactly where the sea level rises are going to be, which is a bunch of bunk. They know exactly the planet's going to melt and we're going to jump, the temperature's going to, they know all that, but they really don't. If they got so much good technology and the science is settled, how come they miss so bad within 24 hours of a storm? How many times have they missed and said, tomorrow's going to be bad, windy and rainy, and nothing happens? I didn't sit at home and go, I mean, what they saying now? What they saying? I'll give you an example. I talked to someone that a friend of his called him and said, the wind just started blowing. And his friend called and said, it's already happening. There's already a big tree down. Walker, you love this. He said, where you saw that at? He said, on Facebook. It was an area that trees and limbs fall all the time, Walker. Probably been sitting out there for 3 weeks. But somebody on Facebook put it on Facebook, there's a big limb down. And the storm hadn't even gotten there yet. Gee whiz. I just, you know, it's bad enough. Hurricanes can be bad. First one in 3 years. Well, you keep saying the first one in 3 years because they told us there won't be a lot more and bigger. And this was, when I'm watching with a little bit I watched, I heard a meteorologist say, this is really not a big storm. Not like they've been massive in the past. But all storms do damage. Every single one of them do damage. If you got high wind and you got a lot of rain and a lot of what goes on the coast, all the flooding and coastal, I get it. That's all part of it. But, man, when they starting to tell you what I talked to Sheriff Garber was in there, what was that, a couple of days ago. And he said, well, you know, we got to start focusing and getting ready for stuff. He said, but at 24 hours when we can find out in the 24-hour period where it's going to hit, he said, that makes a big difference of where we need to really focus, really gear it up. But the problem is that they can tell us what's going to happen in 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 years, but they never, ever can tell us what can happen in 24 hours or the next day. They can't. They can't. And that's my frustration with the whole thing. Anyway, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. It's your opportunity to be a voice. You can always email me, moon@moongrafon.com. That's my beef. If somebody needs help, make sure you reach out. There will always be people that need help. There will always be flooding. There will always be wind blown. I know there's about, the number I last heard was 300 and 27,000 people without electricity, which is a lot. I got family members without it right now. So I understand. I get it. I'm sure those I was driving through Lafayette when the storm was supposed to hit. I was driving through Lafayette, and I saw the trucks and all that, the hotels and stuff waiting to go in. So anyway, you got all that going on right now. All right, let's jump gears. Former Senator Julie Quinn joins us. She is running for Public Service Commission. Julie, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you?
Doing
I guess
fine.
You have electricity.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Now, where you live at, or you live toward the New Orleans area, correct?
No, I live in Baton Rouge.
Oh, do you? Well, do y'all have electricity yet? Because I know some of that
we
area
do not.
Didn't.
We do not have electricity.
Mm-hmm. How bad was it over there? Was it real bad or just...
So it was a little worse than I was expecting. My adult life I spent in the New Orleans area. So, we're used to, some pretty serious hurricanes. I went through Katrina.
Yeah.
My house was destroyed. I'm used to those kind of things. And this thing they're saying was a one. And I'm thinking, okay, we're going to get a drizzle. But, it was a little hard rain, a lot of winds, power went out, not a lot of trees down, at least in our area.
Yeah, but that's a good thing.
Yeah.
What about you? No, we did. Like I said, everything was directing. Everything was directing at us when it was 72 and 48 hours out. And, of course, they got it wrong again. That's what I was telling people. They can predict global warming 10 and 20 and 30 years up the road, but they can't predict 24 hours. And that's why I don't watch all that, because if one's coming to Louisiana and you're on the coast and above 100 miles, you just get ready. You don't have to worry about where it's going to hit. Just get ready.
So, and Moon, I don't know about you. I'm no meteorologist, but when you've been through so many hurricanes, you spent a lifetime. Do you not agree that it always seems to shift right at the last minute? It always shifts
always.
Right. I don't know why.
Always hits. Yeah. Goes to the east, north, northeast, where it's coming from.
And you would think that they would factor that into their calculation.
If you
just go back and look at the last 10 years, even of hurricanes, one of them shifts right. So,
oh no, they want to play. They want to play God. No, it's amazing. If you look at Katrina and Rita, which were about a month apart, and they were devastating. The hurricane that hit y'all was more of a flood event than the hurricane. The hurricane kept going east, and it smashed the hell out of a Mississippi. And if you look at Rita, Rita was supposed to be in Houston and Texas. It turned back up, came straight up Cameron Parish, and actually hit Shreveport and the Monroe area. I mean, it hit Alexandria. All the people felt that hurricane.
Yeah.
And you're right. What it was doing, the same thing you just said. It always goes to the right. But Well, it's like anything else, and you know about it because you lost everything. And I tell people, if my house gets destroyed by a tornado, hurricane, and we survive, we good. You'll survive it. And then you got to just start, unfortunately, it changes your life and what you got to do. But that happens to other people, and it can happen to me next. It's just the way life is.
Yeah. Everybody had a new outlook in the area. We don't need all this stuff. It does make you think differently now. And I can say that has lasted. That happened in 2005, and now we're in 2024, so it's been 19 years. Sorry about that. Obviously, I'm still working at home.
I understand.
Because the power's out. The power's out in my office also. But at any rate, the psychological impact of that has lasted forever. And to this day, I don't feel like I need as much stuff as I used to have. Sure. But anyway.
No, I can say, hey, let's do this. Julie Quinn is a former state senator. She is running for Public Service Commission. We're going to get a chance to visit with her another segment or two. All right, Julie, be cool because I got to take this break. We'll come back.
Talk
a little bit with you. And I'm glad y'all survived. I hope Baton Rouge, to New Orleans, to Morgan City, to Houma. Everybody survives it and gets on their feet. All right, we got to take a break. Be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren? but a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajun's, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajun's delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajun's products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajun's is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Support local
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number. We're joined by former Senator Julie Quinn. Julie, you run for Public Service Commissioner, and I'm gonna throw something at you. I don't know if you even heard, but I know there was there's a Republican peck over here, and they voted not to endorse, which was surprising because one of your opponents is from the area and they didn't support it. And I just thought that said a lot for you running because the locals did not support the local guy.
That's right. And that those leaders, elected leaders, by the way, these Republican party are elected by the other Republicans in the parish. They follow people's voting records and habits very closely. And that's my understanding of why they chose not to support him. His votes are not conservative, and they're not consistent with what they believe in. So.
I don't mind saying it was cocktail coussons what I'm talking about. And no, he's very fortunate. Nobody ran against him in the Senate, and they got a lot of money, and they trying to push him. And I just all his voting records and bad votes. He's a nice guy. I've talked to him many times, but I just don't understand supporting people that don't have the conservative credentials. And that was always my frustration with a lot of these elected officials. So
I'm sure you know it's about lining people up. I mean, they even had a fundraiser for a guy who's allegedly going to take his seat in the Senate. I mean, it's all about placing people. And that's not how I work. I want this job because I want the job. I spent all night talking to, you know, sheriffs and public service commissioners and seeing what outages and how everybody was prepared. You know, this isn't about a stepping stone for me. This is about doing a job for the people.
Yeah. Yeah, because he just got elected last year. It was amazing. But anyway,
January he was sworn in, and now wants something else. So
yeah,
anyway.
That's I hate following people that do that. You talk a little bit about the public service commission job, and I know you had to do a lot of homework on it. Most people do when they're running for a position. So what is your job when you get to be a public commissioner? What is, and I've had people come and explain it many, many times, but what do you think this particular position does, and what will it do?
So I'm going to give you the very general, and then we can get specific into a storm because that's timely right now, right? But generally what we do is, quote, regulate utilities, non-municipal owned utilities. We regulate electric companies. We regulate water companies. We regulate tariffs on pipelines. We regulate phone, in-ground phone lines. So what does that mean, though, that we regulate? It's kind of like, and it's a very important distinction between my opponent and I, insurance, for example. Can you imagine if the insurance industry in Louisiana was not regulated by the Department of Insurance, meaning no oversight, no accountability? Now, while deregulation sounds attractive in general as a conservative candidate and a conservative voter, it doesn't always work with major industries. So Texas is a great example. They have a regulated system and an unregulated system. And in Louisiana, we have only a regulated system. So all the utilities have to come through the PSC. And in Texas, the deregulated system, those customers are really at the mercy of those utility companies, and the cost of their utility bills are 2 to 3 times higher than the regulated utility bills. Mm-hmm. And also, after a storm, they were out of power significantly longer because there was no pressure from any oversight committee. So in general, that's what the PSC does. And if you want to get specific into what, you know, after a storm, we can go into that. But, you know, it's your show. You tell me what direction you want to go in.
No, I'm curious about something. You get your take, just a quick take on it. Now, I will tell you, because you don't get to listen to me a lot or at all, I'm 100% against what I think the Green New Deal is a scam. I think the windmill is a scam. I think the solar panel farms are a scam. Taking air and putting it in the ground and calling it saving the planet. I'm worried about how we drifting toward this Green New Deal stuff. I really am, because I think this whole thing's going to blow up in our face, and I mean blow up. But yet there's so much money in it that I'm seeing people look the other way and taking the money, and it bothers me. Just your thoughts on that whole big thing, what we're trying to do. They'll never stop the hurricanes. They'll never stop it. I don't care how many windmills. Can you imagine? Yeah, this week we had to get everybody out as the storm shift, and all we had was electric vehicles. Could you imagine the cabal trying to do that?
Right. So there's no question. I call it in my campaign, I call it the Green New Scam, not the Green New Deal. And look, here's what I'm in favor of. I'm in favor of anything if you want to do it on your own dime. So if you want to go build a solar power farm and you think you can make money, go for it. But if it's a viable business idea,
I agree.
You shouldn't have to do a tax credit. If something is going to work from a financial perspective, then you should do it on your own dime. Don't make me the taxpayer pay for your idea. And so the only way these things are working is because the federal government's encouraging it.
Who you thought, Julie? Sorry to interrupt, but this is a hard break. We'll come back. We'll start it. Because your opponent is for all this carbon capture and Green New Deal stuff. So anyway, let me take a break.
Right.
I'll be back. The team over at Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no-obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875% 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com.
Com.
With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Everywhere you turn.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Former Senator Julie Quinn, my special guest. She's running for Public Service Commissioner. All right, Julie, I wanted you to wrap up on the Green New Deal, and I appreciate your comments because all this federal money's flying about, and it's really going to hurt people. It's going to hurt the state, and it's hurting the country. And that's why I was kind of curious where you stood on this, because there's so much money flying out, and that's the only reason anybody's interested in this.
So I am vehemently against tax credits to push an agenda, to push a political agenda. A tax credit to attract a viable business in our state to make us competitive with another state is a different issue. But when you're given my dollars, my federal tax dollars, to a company to push an agenda such as solar or renewable energies, carbon capture, I'm vehemently against that. And so, again, just to reiterate, my position is if that's a good business deal, they wouldn't have to have tax credits. No. That business deal doesn't exist anywhere in the country but for tax credits.
Well, absolutely. Tax credit, money, everything that goes into it. So as you travel around, I know it's kind of hard to explain Public Service Commission. I think you did a good job. People have been explaining it. But the position does matter. And that's the big deal. This is a big district you're running in. It's only five in the whole state. You know what?
That's right. It's bigger than a congressional district.
So basically, where does it go? Give us kind of the parameters. Just kind of the parameters on this particular district.
Of what the PSC does?
No, of the how big the district your district is. Where does it run?
Okay. It is. So I'm in Baton Rouge. So it covers East Baton Rouge, West Baton Rouge, Ascension Parish, Livingston Parish, West Feliciana, East Feliciana, Iberville, St. Martin, Pointe Coupee, Lafayette, Lafourche, Terrebonne, and if I didn't mention Assumption.
Wow. Yeah, big districts. They're big, big, big districts. And it's a six-year term, correct?
That's right. Okay. And six-year terms and three, you can hold it for three terms, so that's 18 years.
Well, you can't determine that. You got to win the first one.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
It can be a long time position.
Let me ask you a quick question, and you may can answer this. When you look at the Public Service Commission, everything you know now, of course, we're going through a hell of a storm yesterday. What do you think you're going to be able to? What is there something you said? You know what? I know some things we're not doing or we're doing with wrong that you can bring to the table. And by the way, I can ask that of anybody. But I just
of course.
So talk a little bit about that, as far as your angle and your goal and what you're running on.
So it's a really, really great question. It's a twofold question. When I was in the legislature, there's an old adage, and it's important though. It's a lot easier to kill a bill than it is to pass a bill. And so why that's important is people come up with all kinds of ideas, just like we're talking about the Green New Deal, for example. So you need someone on there that is going to fight to kill the bad ideas before they get through. That is just as important as people on there to proactively do good things. So I will do both. What I bring is I'm going to fight against deregulation. It's not good for the public. Their electric bills will go through the roof if we were to deregulate, which completely separates me from my opponent. So I will fight that deregulation movement. And let me give you an example of what you can do. Here's a little thing that one of the public service commissioners, when Entergy wanted to replace poles with more durable poles, the cost of all infrastructure is passed on to the consumer. So mm-hmm. Let me make this clear. Your bill is actually tied for the lowest in the country as far as what you pay for electricity, just electricity with Utah and Louisiana. The PSC has actually done a phenomenal job in keeping the rate per kilowatt hour the lowest in the country. Mm-hmm. The reason people's bills are high are twofold. Number one, we need a lot more electricity because it's hot. And number two, because of our hurricanes, we've had to improve the grid. Now, the trade-off in having a regulated utility structure is that the costs of improving the infrastructure are passed on to the consumer. So your bill is high or can be high most of the time because of you're paying for the cost of those infrastructure improvements. Mm-hmm. But to get to your question, what can you do? I'll give you an example of what one commissioner did. Entergy wanted to replace poles and wanted to pass on that cost to the consumer. And they proposed, they said, hey, look, if we replace the poles and they fail, we'll give the consumer a $50 annual credit on their bill per pole that fails, kind of like an insurance policy. Mm-hmm. Like if you pay for our poles and they fail, we're going to give you back $50. Well, one of the public service commissioners fought and fought and fought. Actually, it was Eric Scrametta, and he got it to $500 a pole. So those are the kind of things. So now we have a little bit better of an insurance policy so that for every pole that fails, every consumer is going to get a $500 credit on their bill if the poll were to fail.
Okay.
So that's one example.
No, but that's good. That means you're thinking through the process because you have a way to be set up. If everything works out, you have five Republicans and three Republicans and two Democrats.
Three.
Yeah, I want to make sure when it comes to the green stuff, I hate to tell you the guy that you're going to take the place of went with them a lot of times, and I never did understand that. We got to make sure the conservatives stick together on things that they can.
That's what I wanted to talk about and let your listeners know why this seat is important.
It is.
There are five people on this commission, and there's two liberal-leaning members, commissioners, and there's two conservatives. This is the swing seat. Mm-hmm. This is extremely important to keep to keep out the Green New Deal.
Yeah, but the guy you're running against has proved that he loves working with Democrats. And he crossed the aisle and voted with Shakespeare and the Democrats. That's why I want people to know that. I think that is a gigantic separation between you and Cusson.
There's no question that he does align himself with Democrats. But not only that, his positions in this race, and I'm a little surprised, to be honest. I don't know if he hasn't polled the district, but they are completely opposite of what the voters want in this district. This is a heavily conservative district, and he's taken the position of he embraces I don't want to put words in his mouth. I'm not going to say you said that, but he embraces deregulation, some policies that are going to hurt the consumer.
Well, I still think that, the other thing is that the two Democrats, I'm saying it's not you. You got to work with them. Radical left, radical green. I'm telling you, they can't win any many deals on that side. If they do, the state loses. Hey, Julie, let's do this. I'm going to have to take a break. I'm going to let you go. You're welcome to come back. I hope you come back often. Anything else you want to talk to the voters about real quick before I get out of here?
No, but if anybody has any issue with their power or any questions, you can call me. You can find me on my website, votejuliequinn.com, or, my email, votejuliequinn@gmail.com. And, Moon, thank you so much, as always.
All right. No, God bless. Best of luck.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Got to take a break. More to come. Jeff Cruer will join us. He'll give us an update out of New Orleans area and offshore, dealing with the hurricane. And we'll visit with Jeff a few minutes. More to come. And, by the way, coming out of 10 o'clock hour, all this stuff on Harris and her comments, not mine. You get to listen to it if everything works out fine. We'll be right back. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a certain teed select shingle master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites: nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, we are being joined by Mr. Jeff Couet. He runs a radio station. He writes. He's on TV. He does politics with a punch. He does it all. Jeff Couet. Jeff, what's going on, brother?
Hey, Moon. Good morning to you.
Well, you over there with a storm, I think last was at Louisiana and has left us now, so... tell us how the New Orleans, North Shore, and those areas panned out since the hurricanes come through.
Yeah, you know, Moon, it was a hit. We've got about 345,000 people without power in the area, and that's Entergy, Clico, you know, on the North Shore with Washington, St. Tammany Electric, and I think you know, people were shocked by how it did hit us. I mean, this thing just sort of came up out of nowhere, and then, you know, initially it was going to be more toward West Louisiana, then it kept, you know, moving further and further east, and then, you know, it hit just to the west of New Orleans. I think it hit right about you know, in the Morgan City Thibodeau area, and then, you know, we just had sustained winds in our area about 60 at the top, and just tremendous amount of rain. And, you know, I think people are dealing with today, just from touring the area, lots of, you know, limb damage, some trees are down, but the power issue is going to be a frustrating thing for folks. Yep. You know, that's a lot of people with that power. So, you know, they had to wait for the winds to go down before they could start. And they're starting now, trying to restore power. And, you know, it's significant. So, like, our radio station is affected.
Figured it was.
Yeah, we, you know, we're, our tower is in Metairie. So, you know, Metairie got hit hard, and there were lots of people that were flooded out in the Metairie area that haven't been before. And, you know, New Orleans had their typical flooding issues. The pumps had some problems, and typical. So people are used to it. They're resilient. So we're dealing with it this morning.
See, this is what frustrates me, Jeff. 72 hours out, it was all on Lafayette. You know? And 48 hours, it was still on us. And then 24 hours, it was moving east. And you really don't ever know. And that's what it does. It gives people get upset that it's hitting them, rightfully so. And then people like y'all that are sitting over in the New Orleans Metairie and above in the North Shore sitting there going, well, it ain't got nothing to do with us. And we get some rain and wind. And then it shifts the whole time. And so that's why I hate when they start predicting things. In Louisiana, right. Get ready if it's on the coast. And it's going to be on the coast, and you better get ready. You better get ready, especially where y'all are, because on the North Shore, once it hits the coast, it's on the North Shore, basically. It goes through North Zone and North Shore, all that water in between. So you guys don't have – and that's why I get upset when they start all this predicting and where it's going to go, and you say, it ain't going to bother me. I know you remember my buddy C.B. Fagostin when Katrina came in. They told him, oh, Dan never hit New Orleans. CB eased over to Ame Eatway. He had a camp. Him and his bride went for the weekend, and they were at a restaurant, and some waitress goes, boy, I cannot believe that tornado. I mean, the hurricane's coming on New Orleans. And he said, what are you talking about? He was out at the camp. He wasn't watching that stuff because he had heard all the 72 and 48-hour reports. And The lady said, no, ma'am. She said, no, sir. They're evacuating to New Orleans and all that area. She said, what are you? She said, you. And so he goes, listen, and sure enough, he couldn't even go back home. Of course, he got flooded and moved and whatever. But because of the 72 and 48-hour report, when you got a hurricane coming to the state of Louisiana, everybody better get ready. And as far as where it's going to hit, I know it matters. But my God, how they going to they predicting global warming in the next 20 years, and we're going to be halfway under the water. They can't get it right in 24 hours, Jeff.
No, they can't. And, you're right. I mean, it initially was going to be well to our west, and then it just kept moving and moving. And we've seen it so many times before where it just, you know, starts like it's targeted toward us. And that's what would happen again. And then, you know, you have all these years since Katrina and the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board. Yeah. You know, you still can't get, sewage stations, right. You're losing power. Yeah. So you're clogging up pipes. You have all kind of issues now. So people are being told to conserve water for the next 2 days.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, let me ask you a question. Problem. I read where in New Orleans, the pumps just shut down for a while. I'm going, what? Yeah. You know, the pumps don't need to work on a pretty day. They really don't, Jeff. They need to work on a day you need them. And that's so frustrating to watch. Same old crap down there, unfortunately.
You know, and some people in Lakeview, I mean, Lakeview is a place where people invest a lot of money in their homes. Mm-hmm. It's a place where they pay extra for security. And it's, of course, a vulnerable place. And you had flooding there again. And a lot of folks were just renovating their home, just spending a lot of money on it. And then you had water pouring into their house. So, you know, it's the typical problems that we've seen for years, and it just, you know, doesn't get any better in New Orleans. Now, Metairie this time, I think, was hit harder, and there was flooding in areas in Metairie that I haven't seen it before. Kenner, a little bit closer to where the eye was, got hit. Nobody in Kenner really was not affected by the storm.
Hey, were they? Was everybody?
My old classmate.
Well, Jeff, yeah. over there where y'all were at, you're talking about Kenner, Metairie, and North Shore. Was anybody even ready for this thing, basically? Did people get ready at all?
I mean, they had to get ready last minute because of the changing track. And I think, you know, they were. I was actually driving around on Wednesday, and there were not many people on the road at all. So people were taking precautions. Okay. They were off the streets. And going around a little bit today, you know, you see people getting out there dealing with the damage and everything, a lot of tree damage, that kind of thing. Interestingly, you know, where I am in Metairie, I'm fortunate in that, you know, I did not lose power, which is amazing. And yeah. So many people around me did, our station, you know, transmitter did, and so many others did. So it was sort of a hit and miss thing based on where people were, but do have a lot of folks that are, you know, dealing with the shock of this. So, yeah, Moon, it's, I don't know what, you know, how we can figure out global warming in decades, but we can't figure out a hurricane in hours. It's,
no,
it's
that's
crazy.
That's what I'm saying. We're 15 years from now, they never get it right. And every time these storms, and I was talking to Julie Quinn, she's running the Public Service Commission, and she said, it always goes east, and they seem to always kick that way. And that was my friend. I'd be honest with you. My brother-in-law had texted me, I want to say Tuesday night. He said, y'all getting ready. Y'all going to get hit. He lives in Mandeville. He got hit way more. I barely had drizzling rain and wind. That's what I mean. But the reason he said that was we watching meteorologists on the news things tell us all this stuff. And they miss it so bad so many times. Now, they got a cone, and you could say they were within the cone. Well, don't tell me in 72 hours where you think it's going to hit. Because
it does seem to be always that these storms have the real most severe section of the storm to the east of the eye. Mm-hmm. It seems to always be in the west is pretty much very weak, but to the east is where they have the powerful storms. And, you know, I know folks on the Mississippi Gulf Coast got hit pretty hard with lots of severe weather because, you know, that was to the east of it. So, yeah, so Lafayette had barely a scrape, right?
I'm going to be honest with you. I cannot speak for everybody, but most of the mm-hmm. time yesterday, and I ended up home about 12:30, was drizzling, and then we did have some wind that would pick up, and that was all I know of. Now, maybe down on the coast and stuff they had more, but I'm talking about in Lafayette, and I live a little bit west of here. But no, it was nothing here. I mean, somebody's electricity went out. I never heard about it. Matter of fact, I had a buddy of mine call. He was mad. I said, man, you ought to be glad. He said, well, I'm glad it didn't come. He said, but I got 50 gallons of gas for my generator. And I said, yeah. He said, I spent $150 for gas, among other things. I said, well, look at the bright side. You got plenty of gas for your vehicle. You got plenty of gas for your lawnmower. And I said, by the way, there would be nobody that needs to buy any water for 3 months in Lafayette because we all bought it. And it's just, I just wanted to know what happened over there. I'm reading about it, but I know with electricity down, you don't get to everything. But it had to be bad if it dropped a lot of rain. Do you know how much rain you think dropped in that area?
Yeah, there were some areas that got up to like 9 inches of rain. You had a lot of people throughout the area that got 7-8 inches. Mm-hmm. You had the highest I saw, Moon, was about 9.5. New Orleans had about 8.8. Covington North Shore had less, you know, about 7. So, I mean, that's not as bad as it could have been. I mean, I've been through, you know, storms that had more rain than that. But it was more powerful than I think we thought it was going to be a few days ago. It wasn't, certainly wasn't Ida, certainly wasn't Katrina. But it was a lot worse than I think people were thinking it was going to be, especially for us.
I think it's two things. When you think it's going to be bad and it's less, you're thankful. When you don't think it's going to be a big deal, that's when it becomes really bad because you really didn't plan for it. Anyway, God bless, man. I appreciate the update, and God bless y'all, because I know it always takes a little time to get over some of this tragical stuff.
You are right, and thanks for the concern. Thanks for the prayers, and we'll be talking to you soon, man.
All right.
Thank
Jeff,
you, sir.
Right. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. All right, we got to take a break. Back in a few minutes.
Making your big
news talk 96.5 KPEL Brobridge Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Advantage Vice President Harris. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Democrat takes an Electoral College lead in the Fox News power rankings out this morning, projecting Harris at 241, just 29 shy of the number needed to win. Six states still considered toss-ups.
Pennsylvania, 19 electoral votes. It's the biggest batch in this list here. But don't overlook Georgia. It's 16 electoral votes. North Carolina, 16 electoral votes.
Fox's Bill Hemmer. Harris will campaign today in North Carolina. Former President Trump will go to another state considered a toss-up, Arizona, with a rally in Tucson. Fox's Alicia Cunha is there.
There actually are quite a few people here already in line waiting to see the former president later on this afternoon. You know, he is looking to really bring home his message on the economy. Expect him to continue to tie the high cost of housing to illegal immigration. And polls show that these are both issues where he leads his opponent.
And that's Fox's Alicia Cunha again. They just got shaken up in the Los Angeles area, rattled by an earthquake centered around Malibu, magnitude 4.7. No reports of damages so far. Police still have not found the accused gunman in the Kentucky highway shooting. It's day six of the manhunt.
They haven't stopped looking for this individual, but they've also doubled down on providing safety for this community.
Governor Andy Beshear says four of the five people shot and wounded have been released from the hospital. Harvey Weinstein's just been indicted again in New York, charged with additional sex crimes. Before his retrial, the disgraced ex-Hollywood film producer had his rape and sexual convictions tossed out on appeal earlier this year in New York. Weinstein, who had heart surgery the other day, was also convicted in a separate rape case in California. History was made hundreds of miles above us early this morning. The first ever non-NASA spacewalk.
Back at home, we all have a lot of work to do, but from here, looks like a perfect world.
Billionaire Jared Isaacman went out of the capsule first, followed by a SpaceX engineer, part of a crew of four civilian astronauts on a mission Isaacman partially funded. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, summer's here and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference, all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here every day, News Talk 96.5 KPEL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice. All right, by the way, and I get a lot of people. I had Mike Johnson on the other day speak at the House, and we talked a little bit about elections and Trump and things of that nature. What I didn't know is that he withdrew the government funding bill, which included SAVE Act, just hours before the scheduled vote. Yanked a critical government funding bill this hours before the schedule of a vote. The bill, backed by former President Trump, aimed at addressing voter fraud through the Safeguard America Voter Eligibility Act, SAVE Act, was poised to be a major victory for conservatives pushing for election integrity. Decided not to do it. The word is that once again, weak Republicans said, no, don't do that. It's an election time. Don't do it. Don't do it. And apparently, maybe Mike and him backed off of that. So, hey, let's jump gears again. Stephen Parr joins me. He's my climate czar, but he's on location, I think, in New York. Stephen, how you doing?
Doing well, Moon. How are you, sir?
I am doing superb, sir. Unlike some of my friends and our friends in the southeastern part of the state who took it on the chin with the hurricane yesterday.
Yeah, saw the hurricane did make it up to Category 2 just before it came on in. Now sitting there as a remnant low sitting over Mississippi and going to cause more risk for tornadoes throughout parts of the southeast and rainfall up through parts of Louisiana and into Mississippi as well.
Steve, help me with something. And by the way, Stephen's up there where it all happened, 9/11. That's what I really got him on, but I wanted to ask him another question. And this is one of the things that kind of angers me a little bit. So the meteorologists start out, and you're a meteorologist. You may say, well, Moon, and you may defend them this time. So they come out and say 72 hours looking like it's going to hit Lafayette. 48 hours look like it's going to hit Lafayette. That sucker. That storm was way over in Terrebonne Parish. Now, they started moving, and the cone was wide. I get it. Why predict this? Because the people that got hurt in the storm, besides Morgan City and Homer, was going up through New Orleans and North Shore, and they weren't really ready. Everybody I talked to for over there said, well, we thought it was hitting the west. So when you're putting out this stuff, now I know in Louisiana, if you got a storm anywhere around the coast, everybody around the state better get ready. Y'all, Rita ran all the way up to Shreveport and Monroe. So I get that. But when you put information out like that, there are people that relax. They don't sit where they're telling you 72 and 48 hours before. I don't know what you can do about it, but here's my big thought. Don't tell me if you can't predict a storm where it's going to hit in 24 hours, quit telling me in 10 or 20 years the planet's going to burn up and we're going to all be underwater. You see what I'm saying? Don't tell me when you can't predict in 24 hours about one storm, but you're going to tell people that the scientists all agree that we are getting ready to burn up and the coast is getting, the sea levels are going to take over you in 30 and 40 years when you can't tell me what's going to happen in 24 hours. It's just an assessment. How about that?
Yeah, I think that's a very, very good point. Now, I did say when I talked to you, I guess 2 days ago, I did say Intercoastal City over to Houma was going to be the landfall, most likely landfall area. So that was fairly close. I thought it was only going to be at Cat 1. It did get up to Cat 2 briefly before making landfall. And I think the other thing that perhaps the weather people may not have done, and look, I can't speak for every meteorologist. I haven't watched every weathercast in New Orleans and in Lafayette. I haven't watched all those weathercasts. But just in general, when we're talking about the path of a storm coming in, you really do have to be saying, look, the east side of the storm, if this storm's heading up towards the northeast, the right-hand side of that storm is going to be the part that really gets slammed. That's the part that's going to get the most rain. That's the part that's going to get the tornadoes. That's the part that's going to get the storm surge more than anywhere else. And so if we're not making that clear enough to people, then, yeah, as meteorologists, we're not doing our job.
Well, listen, you know what I had here yesterday? And that's just me. Other people can say things. I had a little bit of drizzle and some wind. If I would have listened to the report 72 and 48 hours, I had to bunker down, get ready, because we're getting ready to get hit really good. But it changed, and there's people in the part of the state kind of a little bit higher. They were surprised. Everybody I talked to said they were surprised about this hurricane, how bad it was for the areas that really didn't expect a whole lot. They basing that on watching TV all the time, and I tell people quit doing that because – if a hurricane's around Louisiana, I don't care if you're in Shreveport, Monroe, or down Alexandria. Alexandria's been hit. Boy, Alexandria's been hit with more tornadoes in the last 10 years than they have the whole time Alexandria's been there.
I mean, it's been a lot, and you get that a lot with these hurricanes that are coming up. If people on the eastern side were not ready, then that really is the meteorologist not explaining the risks very well. And look, when we were 72 hours out, there was a chance that this storm could have come straight through Lafayette. Mm-hmm. It went right of that, but it was still within, 72 hours. That's still within, a precaution and with the accuracy of the forecast. But this also gets to the other point you've made. 72 hours out, we really couldn't say for certain whether this was going to go over Lafayette or whether this was going to go over Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. And it makes a big difference 72 hours out.
Yeah.
How do you, if you can't get 72 hours out, how are you going to get 100 years out?
Yeah.
That point that you're making there is exactly part of why I have been so skeptical of all of this man-made climate change stuff. Yeah. Because if we can't get any more accurate on 72, we're not going to get 100 years.
But, you know, we keep everything's driven by climate and all the money and all the stuff we do, and it shows us an outright lie. And that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not fussing at the meteorologists. I know they're doing their job. They're preparing some people, and I get it. And that's a good thing. But when they miss it within 72 hours, don't tell me about 72 years or 7 years or 5 years or 2 years. And the only good thing I'll say about this, and it's nothing good about a hurricane, it's the first one in 3 years. That's a blessing not to have one for the first one in 3 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Talk to me about what y'all did. I know y'all went to New York. It was. I don't think you call 9/11 a celebration, but it's definitely a remembrance. Tell us what happened, what y'all did, and what y'all saw.
Yeah, we came up here to Louis Avalone, and I are up here for. We were actually invited up by Salem Media, our sister station that we're one of our broadcast stations up here in New York City, invited us up for American Ground Radio, and so we just were able to come up for 9/11. Just happened to be it was 9/11. So last night when we got in, we went down to Ground Zero. We went down to the World Trade Center, and Moon, there were thousands of people there. It was a very interesting feeling. I felt this heaviness that was at the scene. I'm not sure I've ever been in a place where I felt the heaviness and I saw the beauty so much at the same time. We've seen those blue beams of light going up from Ground Zero. You see those on the, you know, pictures of that and on the news and stuff like that. And we were standing at the site where the towers collapsed, and you could see the blue lights beaming up ahead of you. And right behind us was Freedom Tower, the new tallest building in New York that was built in basically just one block over from where the World Trade Centers were knocked down. Seeing all of that beautiful stuff, that amazing imagery, and the waterfalls going down into the remembrance pools were lit up. There were flowers placed and the names going along the edges of it. It was amazing. It was gorgeous. And at the same time, it was tragic. And it was there was just a heaviness in the air. And it's really unlike anything that I've ever experienced going to the World Trade Center on 9/11. I posted a video up of it, by the way, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio. So you're going to see what I'm talking about in that video. But it was just an amazing night. And I got to talk to a couple people there. There are two guys that I talked to that were in third grade when the towers came down. And they lived in Connecticut at the time, and they could see the plumes of smoke coming up from the ashes of the World Trade Center while they were in school in third grade, a state away.
Wow. I know that had to be a little bit somber, no doubt about it.
There was, you know, somberness. It was interesting. There's a lot of praying. There were people of very different faiths, and there were a lot of people there of absolutely no faith, it appeared. And that was the other thing that really kind of hit me was while there were people mulling around and milling around and looking at it, I did not get that same feeling I got on September 12th. When, if you'll remember back to 2001, America was more united than I really think at any time in my lifetime. And we're standing there, and I still didn't feel that unity. I didn't feel that camaraderie. It was groups of individual people, groups of small groups, maybe families, maybe friends, just kind of milling around. But there wasn't a unifying moment or a unified feeling there at the time.
Well, it became easier because we saw who attacked us. We saw who the enemy was.
That's right.
Now the enemy somewhat is us because it's internal, unbelievably internal fighting from people who want to fundamentally transform America into something it was never designed to be, and the people who really love the America that's free where you can go be the best you can be. You know what I'm saying? You know, It's just changed.
We're just blocks away from the district that just reelected Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to Congress.
And that's, you know, she's absolutely opposed
to Israel.
Oh yeah,
right.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Well, the whole Democratic Party is. So that's. I don't know why the people, Jewish people that call America home, vote Democrat when they're so anti-Jewish, anti-Israel.
Well, and there are more Jews in New York City than there are anywhere else outside of Israel, anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. And you would think that they would be voting for the party that is unequivocally supporting Israel. And yet that's not appearing to be what's going on. Maybe that changes in November, but to date it hasn't.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be kind of really not knowing what's going on. Hey, let me come back, talk to you about that just a second. I'll let you get out of here. Stephen Paul, okay. My climate czar, we talk a little different because he is in New York and he got a chance to. I haven't got a chance to witness that yet. I guess you're going to suggest I do that one day. But anyway.
And on 9/11, it's powerful, man. All right. It's all right. Very powerful.
All right. We'll take a break. Be right back. Oh, shucks, you've been hearing me brag about shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you, or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, good.
The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill, as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at solarlouisiana.net, your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
If you're looking to get some stuff done in or around the home, check out Stein Home and Yard. They are a Louisiana-based company, a family-owned company, and they have everything you need for work inside or outside of your home. If you've got repairs to do around the house or flower beds to work on to get ready for winter, check out their indoor and outdoor sections at your local Stein Home and Yard. Plus, it's tailgate season. If you need a new grill, check out their selection of pellet smokers, Rectech and Traeger brand, both fantastic brands, available right now at Stein's. They are a family-owned business, Louisiana-born and raised, committed to being the most customer-focused home improvement retailer and building material supplier, serving homeowners and residential and commercial contractors. Know before you go, check out steinhome.com and see all the great deals at a local Stein near you. Stein Home and Yard. Check them out, steinhome.com.
Do you crave...
Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Louisiana-owned Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Call Tony Arpino. I have known him for years. Hi, hello. Welcome back. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio. Of course, our buddies from American Ground Radio do a great, great job. You have a chance, go to the website, check them out. You'll be glad you did. They're all over the country. Stephen is in New York. He was Stephen. I guess that being there 9/11 is what you're saying makes it special to have a chance to go on that particular day on the anniversary.
I think because you see both what was torn down and what's been rebuilt since, especially on 9/11, especially when they had the blue lights shining straight up into the sky. Imitating basically the twin towers, right?
Yeah.
Those two lights are beautiful from a distance, but when you're standing there next to the reflecting pools and you hear the waterfall and you feel the crowd around you and you're standing there with all the lights and all the activity, knowing that this is the anniversary of 9/11, it was really, really powerful. And I thought it was going to be,
I just didn't. I was a bit overwhelmed, honestly, just standing there. And it wasn't like there was, you know, any speeches. I wasn't there in the morning for when President Trump was there, or President Biden, Harris, J.D. Vance. I wasn't there for any of that. This was just in the evening among regular people who just wanted to come out to the pools on that night. And it was fascinating.
Yeah, it's amazing. Go back 23 years ago, you brought it up, how America came together to fight a common enemy. And now look at us. It's a 50-50 country. We got a certain amount of Americans that love this country. They want America to do great. They love the Constitution. They love the opportunity to go worship at the church they want to. They love to be able to go out and make a living. They don't mind paying taxes. Neither one of us do. We don't pay too much. We appreciate our military. We appreciate our first responders. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate all the people that died in the wars. And you got another side that I don't think they understand that anymore. It's like they choose to blame us for ripping the country apart when all we're doing is trying to love the country. They want to rip it apart and make it become something we've never intended to be by the grace of God. You know that.
Barack Obama said he wanted to fundamentally transform America.
Yep.
You don't want to fundamentally transform something you love. And Lewis was asking yesterday, Lewis Avalone, my co-host on American Ground Radio, was asking yesterday down there, he said, look, you know, 23 years ago, there was universal condemnation of the attacks on 9/11, with the exception of Iran and Iraq. You know, the rest of the world was pretty much like, this is not okay. And he asked the question, you know, if these towers, an attack like this were to happen today, would there be the same universal condemnation around the world or even within our own country? Will we have a whole bunch of people in our country saying, well, you guys are asking for it?
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree 100%. I just don't think that it would be the exact same because we've twisted those minds and Barack Obama came along. Fundamentally transformative to what I used to say, from a country that's free, you know, to a country that has to believe everything the government tells us, whether it's a COVID face mask or about this green new sham. That's not America. Free speech is part of America. That's part of the foundation. And you got people that are beating back on free speech. Remember, Barack Obama also said there ought to be two or three news sources, and that is it. You get all your news from those two or three sources that they would control. So that's not the America people fought for.
Right. Right, and here's the real threat of shutting down the freedom of speech. What the left is trying to do, active censorship on all your social medias, they actually did it during the COVID lockdown. They suppressed your freedom of speech. The real threat of the suppressing the freedom of speech is suppressing the freedom of thought. Mm-hmm. It's not so much that they're trying to stop what's coming out of your mouth. They're trying to control what's actually in your brain.
Talk
about an invasion of privacy.
And that's where the climate comes in. Because they've made everything climate. They got into the banks and the oil and gas industry and the chemical plants and everything now. So it's amazing. But look, go ahead.
It's crazy up here. One of the first things I noticed on the sides of a lot of these cars, these Ubers and taxis, they've got stickers on the side that says Green New York. Green New York. Oh, and right next to them is a barcode. I don't know what that's about, but on a lot of cars, you got these little stickers, Green New York, Green New York, Green New York.
Wow.
We've brainwashed a lot of people. Yeah.
And universities are contributing to that pretty heavily. Stephen Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you, Moon.
All right, God bless. When we get back, a little Kamala Harris will go to her own words and a bunch of clips. We'll be right back.
If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction, listen to Springfield Wellness Center's founder, Paula Norris Medier.
We help people through their detox with minimal withdrawal symptoms. Even though it's a 10-day treatment, I look at the first 4 or 5 days as the brain restoration piece. And when the brain restoration piece turns on, that's when we have patients go, wow, a light bulb turned on or a switch was turned on. All of a sudden, their prefrontal cortex is working. And their midbrain is also working. They're not craving. They're thinking clearly. They see things clearly. And they have more confidence.
Put your addiction behind you. Call Springfield Wellness Center, 225-755-9566.
Just call us. That's all. and we'll be waiting for you.
225-755-9566. 755-9566. Springfield Wellness Center. SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com.
From their humbling beginning, Dino Hardwoods is striving to provide superior service and quality products for their customers. Hey, I know Charles Altman. He does a great job. If you're looking for lumber, Dino Hardwoods stocks a large selection of domestic and import hardwood lumber in Cypress. You ought to see their stuff. Exotic lumber, they got that as well. Trust in Dino Hardwoods when it comes to your exotic lumber needs right now. Molding, plywood, paint, and L products, they are ready for you. They got three great locations. Their corporate office is right here in Broussard, Louisiana. There's an office in Shreveport on 2801 Valley View Drive and one in Tyler, Texas, 12492 Highway 155 North. Hey, if you're looking for something different and something new and somebody who will service you, it's Dino Hardwoods. I'm telling you, don't forget Dino Hardwoods. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Great locations. They can service you. They can deliver. DinoHardwoods.com. Check out this great Louisiana company.
Want a relaxing way to spend some time? Louisiana state parks are right in your own backyard. Spend the day hiking, fishing, biking, and picnicking, or stay overnight at one of our affordable cabins, campsites, or group camps. And tour a state historic site for an educational experience the whole family can enjoy. Call 1-877-226-7652 for more information, or visit www.lastateparks.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of State Parks.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at matthewjamestaxpros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome. Moongraphone Show, enjoying life more than I deserve. Praying for our friends in the southeastern part of the state as the hurricane took a lick again. You know, you don't know till you start calling and checking with people. I don't like to get none of my news from the media. I try to get as little as I can when you're dealing with these storms. And so it's good to just talk to people that are on the ground. All righty, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. So let's go. I got some clips. I want to tell you, you go to Breitbart. Breitbart has a piece tonight, everything you need to know about Kamala in her own words. So I thought I would take a few minutes and play some of the stuff in her own words. The first one we're going to play, I ain't going to play at all, is Kamala Harris on the economy, inflation. Now remember, she's been the VP, and since we know Joe Biden hadn't been home, she's basically been playing president for the last 4 years, 3.5 years. And they act like inflation. You ever notice these Democrats when they talk about inflation? Oh, that's just something that happens. We didn't have nothing to do with that. Prices are high. They were the ones that want to go after businesses and want to know why y'all charging so much. And that's just not understanding the fundamentals of money. But this is what Kamala and them have done. When they do inflation, they say, that's just companies trying to raise prices on people when they shouldn't be doing that. When it's their policies that have affected every price out in America today, every single thing. So here's Kamala Harris and on families and the realities of it without really saying anything. Listen to this.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Jennifer Jacobs at Bloomberg.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Hold on to it. Ma'am, the U.S. is experiencing record inflation, the worst in 30 years, way beyond expectations. OPEC didn't increase oil production. Can you tell us a little bit about how you would prevent the new spending and your Build Back Better agenda from exacerbating the problem? And also, what else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Well, let's start with this.
No clue.
Prices have gone up.
Boy, what a brilliant one.
And families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more.
Stupid.
And we have to understand what that means.
Tell us.
That's about the cost of living going up.
Wow.
That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources.
But what did you do?
That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic, but is on
out
a daily level, something that is a heavy weight to carry. So it is something that we take very seriously.
What you doing?
Very seriously. And we know from the history of this issue in the United States that when you see these prices go up, it has a direct impact on the quality of life for all people in our country.
That ain't what you
so
ask
it's a big
you.
Issue, and we take it seriously.
Well, then do
and
something.
And it is a priority, therefore. So we have addressed it in a number of ways. One of the issues that we know is related to this is the supply chain issue that we just discussed.
Oh, my God.
And so on a domestic level, in terms of domestic policy, one of the approaches we have taken is to work with labor unions and to work with municipalities and opening back up and extending the hours of our ports. There are actually three I have in mind.
She's going to work with unions and municipalities to fix it. She didn't even answer the woman's question. This woman cannot be president. We're going down if this woman becomes president. People need to realize this woman doesn't have a clue. The lady asked specifically, what about all this inflation? It's hurting families. What are you going to do about it? 30 years, worse than 30 years. She hadn't even addressed the question. She's talking about work with labor unions and ports and municipal. Oh, my God. It's your policies. It's the printing of money. It's the running up of debt. It's the bringing in illegals. This is what I mean. People hate Trump. You got to hate Trump more than you love America, because I can promise you hate Trump, you don't love America, because this woman would be in charge. Folks, this lady has no clue about anything. She's not even touching the question. Let me go back. Walker, you ain't got to go back. I'm going to read a quote. Prices have gone up. You know, prices have gone up, and families and individuals are dealing with the realities of bread costs more and gas costs more. Yeah, why? And we have to understand that what that means. We know what it means. We don't have the buying power. We don't have the money in our pocket. This woman cannot be president of the United States. How stupid. And if you vote for her, trust me, I consider you stupid. How can somebody vote for this? She goes on to say that that's about the source of stress for families, that is not only economics, but it's on a daily level, and something that is heavyweight to carry, so it's something we have to take very seriously. You ain't taking it seriously because you're still spending money. And if you're the president, you're going to spend even more. Just talk. This is the stuff right here Trump should have pounded her rear end on. Because she knows nothing, folks. She doesn't understand America. She doesn't love America. She wants to fundamentally change it like that Barack Obama fella. She doesn't have a clue. Did it stop right where you stopped? How much time we got left? I ain't going to play it all. Play it just a little bit more.
In mind, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Savannah. And in fact, part of the infrastructure benefit is most recently what we will do to assist Savannah in broadening their ability to be an active port. And we have seen a reduction in the container ships off of the Long Beach and LA ports because of what we have done, which is to extend, as you know, to extend the hours to now 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But there is also a point that is important to make on the Build Back Better framework. Listen. One, it is designed to make
to
it less expensive for working people to live.
We did Build Back Better when Biden and Harris won. It's 3.5 years. It's designed to make it less expensive for working people to live. Folks, they told us when the Green New Deal came along, Barack Obama himself is going to be more expensive. What name one thing they did to make your life less expensive? One. Your insurance is down. Your food prices are down. Your car prices are down. Name something. It's nothing. It was specifically designed to make it less expensive on working people. All right, a little bit more of this, and we're going to move on to another. I can't believe this. Anyway, go.
It was specifically designed to bring down the costs of childcare and increase accessibility.
When did that happen?
Designed to bring down the cost of elder care.
Oh, that's really
cheap.
And make
it available to all those working families that need that support and need that help. And Build Back Better is not going to cost anything. We're paying for it. So when we can get Build Back Better.
I mean, this ought to be a 98-0 blowout. People are going to vote for this craziness. All right. Mark, go to the next one. Eliminate that one, scroll down. The next one, she's, is that the point blank inflation? Okay. Folks. All right, what's the next one, Walker? You got it? All right, here we go again.
Our next question will come from Jennifer Jacobs at Bloomberg.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
No, that's the same one. Go down to the next one. See if we can get the next one.
Are some of the ways, but we've got to increase the corporate tax rate. We also have to increase taxes for the top 1%. And that part of that is going to be about repealing that tax bill that they just passed. And also looking at estate taxes are going to have to go up.
Okay. All the woman's talking about is increasing taxes. So let's get this straight. We have mega inflation because of Harris. It's taking money out of our pockets. She wants to get rid of the Donald Trump tax cut when the facts are that helped everybody. She wants to raise the rates. Folks, everything is about taking more money out of your pocket. Now, you explain to me, people out there living on credit card debts, credit cards, running up massive debt like we've never seen. People trying to survive. She wants to raise your taxes. And see this 1% thing? Forget that. That ain't never happening. It's on us. The meat's in the middle. I've been explaining this for 31 years. The meat's in the middle. Eventually, she's got to tax you and me that are trying to make a living. This lady is sick. She could be the president of the United States. When we get back, Walker, scroll down to the border and immigration. And you're going to love this, folks. You're going to love this. I mean, it gets worse, but in she don't have a clue about inflation. Well, we talked to the unions and the municipalities and some of the ports. Folks, she doesn't have a clue. You can't fix nothing. You don't have a clue how it started, and you're the one started it. Anyway, don't go anywhere. You got to listen to the next one on immigration. We'll be right back. Nestled in gently rolling hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around, Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayoutage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petite Sirah, dry and sweet whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Griffon. My lovely bride and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here.
The St. Francis Foundation wants you to dream big with their two cars, two winners giveaway. Get your tickets and you can win a brand new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or a Toyota Highlander XLE. It's your last chance to get tickets the final week. You could also win $2,500 in cash from Blue Cross Blue Shield. Purchase your ticket and help the women's, children's, and critical care services at St. Francis Medical Center. Dream big and help the babies. Pick you and nick you. And this week, you could win $2,500 from Blue Cross Blue Shield's last chance drawing.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Every day, Mark fights retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even while his vision is taken, his family gives him hope. Because whether he's helping run their business or enjoying time at home with his wife and sons, Mark knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Mark, winning the fight against vision loss means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Oh, welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. What a day. Great day to be with you. Praying for our people in the south, the southeast part of the state. Just hurricane and people going to need some help. And good thing about Louisiana, the great thing about Louisiana is people helping people, baby. And people are going to need some help. And I'm sure everybody will contribute some kind of way. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's water. Maybe it's food. Maybe it's helping. Maybe it's rebuilding, whatever. But our prayers go out for our friends that have been hit by the hurricane. All right, so Kamala Harris, folks, she doesn't understand inflation that she's caused. They really don't, because they have to be destroy Trump so we can destroy America. And people say, well, come on, Obama. Obama said it out of his mouth, fundamentally transform America. This is it. Border, debt, inflation will fundamentally crush us in the Green New Deal. And if I'm President Trump, I'm focusing on the economy. I'm focused on the working class people, economy, inflation, border. I'm bringing up every story that comes up, the rapes and murders, and yes, and eating cats and ducks out the family pond. And that's what I'm focusing on. I'm focused on the illegals and what they do in this country, because remember, it's going to be almost impossible to get people out of here. Democrats know this. They hate this country that much, and Barack Obama hates it. That's why Barack Obama said he wanted a military force in this country as strong as the outside, well-funded. He said that. And he also said we ought to not have but a couple sources of news. In other words, everybody else is lying. You don't have free speech anymore. And that's coming, too. So that's what Trump needs to concentrate on. Building an economy, building our military back up, because it's down. All we do is socialize military now. The border, the illegals, the deaths, the crime. Kamala and them ain't focusing on crime. And I love when the media says, well, crime is actually going down. Well, if you don't report it all, it does. You realize if you're in a city and you want to win an election, and all you start doing, if let's say you had a 10,000 crimes, and you only report 5,000 of them. You know, it looks like crime's going down. He hit 12,000 the year before. You can say, well, crime's going down. That's all it is. There's not anybody in the country that believes crime's going down. Not one person. We think it's getting a lot worse. So that, talking about inflation's down, when Trump tried to talk about that, well, inflation's actually coming down. No. It's 20-something and 30 and 40 and 50%, depending on what you're looking at. Not going down because you say, well, it's down 2% from last year. So what? What is it in the last 4 years? It's a winning issue for President Trump. He needs to stick to it and he get the stories out there about it. So here it is, Kamala, and she's interviewing with Lester Holt. And what, she's really a smart aleck because she talks about the border and immigration. Holt says, you haven't been to the border. Her question, he says, I haven't been to Europe. So listen to this.
Okay. Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border.
You had been, yeah.
So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe.
Stop right there, Walker. I want to back up and start this over again. She's a wicked witch. She's a smart aleck. This is a liberal person. Said at some point, you know, we're going to the border. He said, you hadn't been to the border. At some point, we're going to the border. And then she says, we've been to the border. We've been to the border. She's a liar. She doesn't care. That's why Trump should have destroyed it the other night. And he did because he missed out on some opportunity. That's fine. Move on. This is what I would be working on. So let's start over again. She's talking to Lester Holt. Lester, listen to what he says. Listen to what he says when he questions. And listen to what she says when she says she's already been in the board. And he said, you haven't been in the board. I hadn't been to Europe. Real smart-ass question. Kind of like Bill Edwards. Here we go.
Okay.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. This whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe.
They changed the subject.
I don't understand the point that you're making.
Well, stop right there. What do you mean? Folks, this person could be commander in chief. She could be the president of the most powerful country in the world, but that's dwindling quickly. I'm going to play it one more time. This right here proves who this woman is. This woman's sick. She does not need to be the president of the United States. Everything in this short deal with a liberal commentator, she laughs and laughs about it because they're fooling people left and right because they're teaching people, hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump. Don't worry about America. Hate Trump, hate America. They're going to bring it down. I mean, this right here, folks, just listen to this short verse one more time without me interrupting. Go.
Okay.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. This whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. I don't understand the point that you're making.
How can you not? She don't understand the point you're making on inflation either. She thinks that if we get with you, go to the next one. If we get to unions and we talk to municipalities and talk to the people in port, I mean, people are starving. Folks, this woman is out of space. This woman has no reason to be the president of the United States of America. If people in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Georgia, for God's sakes, can't get this and understand it, we got a problem. All right, one more thing on the mass migration to the southern border. Go. Okay, that's kind of low, Walker.
The work that we have begun is the work that is going to be ongoing. There is no question, and I said this from the very beginning, that our approach to this issue has to be with a commitment to a long-term investment, and it has to be a commitment to consistency. The United States has to be consistent. There were times when we were more engaged, and we saw good results.
Okay, stop right there. Oh, she's talking about the border, and there's a time we used to be. She's been the vice president. She was the elected border czar. Her and President Obama's been, same thing. Biden have been in charge of this. They've allowed people to come in here and rape some of our citizens. They've allowed people to come in here and kill some of our citizens. We've allowed people to come in here and threaten our citizens. We don't even know everybody that's coming on. We don't even know everybody coming through the border because of her. This is sick. This woman is sick. This country's sick because of people like her and Barack Obama and Joe Biden. They will destroy us in a second, and they're going to. Well, that's good. What do you think they're doing? What the heck do you think they're doing? Gee whiz. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.